During my research of the galvanic battery, I came across galvanic appliances. They call them medical appliances. They use them for harnessing the body's electricity in corsets and belts, and they even had glasses. So I'm gonna be rebuilding the hairbrush, but check this out.
In the 1850s, Pulvermacher is traveling around Europe, gathering support and testimonies that will help him sell what he claims is the portable cure for almost every ailment known to man.
I've looked into this.
The self-applicable electrogalvanic chain belt for the cure of nervous and chronic diseases without medicine.
What a title.
It's a panacea. It can treat rheumatism, liver problems, tiredness, headaches, dizziness, fatigue, even sexual problems. So you name it, the belt can fix it through the magic of electricity.
Or so says the mysterious Pulvermacher.
Pulling the belt apart reveals that it can definitely give you a nasty shock.
So the belt consists of a series
of
interconnected links. Each one has a copper casing, and inside that is a zinc rod.
This is why you need to wear copper on one side and zinc on the other, because it promotes the electricity and you're the electrolyte. So we're a body of salt water, and when we have these different metals on us, it promotes electricity. And I need one of these. All right, so let's continue.
A little cloth soaked in vinegar.
Two different metals with a conducting liquid between, like vinegar, will produce electricity. It's high school science.
Or your body.
This makes every link in the belt an individual battery cell.
What?
The beauty of these things is that the more of these you link up, the bigger the voltage you get. Pulvermacher had a range of different models, but the 120 cell version could deliver a whopping 132 volts.
Huh.
There are several recommended ways to use the device. These include the simple shock method, where you hold the metal tubes with damp hands and bang the linked chains together. Each time
Wow.
they connect, you get a shock.
Wow.
There is the conductor brush, specifically for electrocuting the mouth and ears.
What? I don't want to do that.
And then there is the interrupting clockwork system, which, when connected to the electric chain and wound up, sends shocks to that part of the body that most needs a regular jolt.
Wow. I want to tase someone, but I probably won't do that, so let me show you what I am going to do. I picked up a couple books that'll tell me how to build them. So this is Medical Electricians, and it's been deemed quackery. So all of these medical devices are considered crazy. Quack doctor.